It is Friday morning, and you know what happens around here on Fridays.
All your NASCAR news is here. Time now for the Loose Lug Nuts with Clint Wright and Jacob Bassett.
Well, we got another winner last week, and I'm not talking about Denny Hamlin. Jacob Bassett. Jacob's on the hotline with me, and he's at work already. And I tell you what, I got lucky last week, and I think I don't know if you got lucky. Denny Hamlin had five wins, now six at Martinsville. He leads all active drivers now, Jacob.
Yeah, but it's been a while since he won there. You know, his pit crew did their job, and he did his job on the track, and it paid dividends in the end.
Yeah, it paid dividends as Denny Hamlin now in the win column. I tell you, Toyota's kind of walking the dog with everything this year, aren't they?
Yeah, and that Toyota guy's new racing has figured something out. Man, I tell you, especially at the Joe Gibbs camp.
Yeah, and of course, they're going to be strong again this weekend. But let's talk a little bit about the racing that was at the Paperclip at Martinsville. And of course, he kind of stunk up the show a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, just some unfortunate things there at the beginning. They had to figure it out if they want to turn things around.
Yeah, and of course, a lot of other drivers had their difficulties. Also, some of them had good runs for a change. You know, it was kind of good to see that Toyota of Michael Jordan and Bubba Wallace had a good race.
Yeah, Bubba Wallace looked very good. Almost to the point where you thought he had a chance, but, you know, the boss man prevailed in that category.
Yeah, so Bubba Wallace with another good run, and of course he'll be strong again this weekend as well too. We're going to talk about Darlington when we come back, but we're also going to talk about, I want Jacob to be thinking about who's hot and who needs to step on the gas, because there's some folks that are having just a horrible year so far. So we'll talk about that when we come back with Jacob Bassett. As Clint had work detail, couldn't get quite off here this morning, but we'll talk about the rest of the Martinsville race when we come back on the Loose Lug Nuts. It is one half of the Loose Lug Nuts. Jacob Bassett on the phone line with me as we talk NASCAR. Martinsville, the little half-mile paperclip, and, of course, 500 laps there equals a little over 250 miles. Jacob, in your opinion, who are some guys that really need to start getting some things together? I know we're just in April, but, yeah, I mean, you're already seven races in. Who needs to get their stuff together?
I'm going to say the grandsons. That's Ty Gibbs and Austin Dillon. They're not having a very good year so far, and they want to make it to the playoffs by year's end. They're going to definitely have to turn it around.
And if you'll remember last year, you remember it came down to the race right before getting into the playoffs when Dillon, you know, got that win, but it was taken away from him because of the rough driving that he had. He doesn't need to wait that long, does he?
No, he don't. And that was very unfortunate for him last year because he wheeled that car at Richmond and won the race. And to have something like that happen, man, that was just devastating to that program.
Yeah, well, what about let's talk a little bit about other guys that need to step on. I'm going to tell you one in my opinion, too. It's just really been bad luck or bad whatever, but Brad Keselowski needs some good runs.
Yeah, and I think that can start this week. And, yeah, he's not off to a good start. You know, Chris Buescher and Ryan Preece are doing good in their cars in that program, so the boss man needs to step it up.
Absolutely, and of course, another one that is not really he hadn't come to the forefront yet. I got a feeling he will before it's all said and done. And you talked about Dillon. What about old Rowdy? You know, Kyle Busch, he has had some speed, but he just has not gotten to the front of really any racetrack yet.
Yeah, that whole Richard Childress organization needs to to find something in those cars to be able to turn that corner. You know, Kyle Busch is one of the best ones out there. You know, if you don't have the speed in the car, you know, you can only be so good.
That's right. Well, what about some guys that are unsurprisingly doing well? We talked about Bubba Wallace. Bubba was on the brink of making the playoffs last year, didn't do it at the last minute. What are your thoughts on that 23 car?
Yeah, Bubba's doing pretty good in that car. I see a win in the near future. He runs really well at Darlington, so it might be this weekend as well.
Well, and I'll tell you too, you touched on one. I think that is his. I just believe the first win is around the corner for Ryan Preece. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, Ryan's a good driver. He's a good short track modified guy. So got some good short tracks coming up, and he might get the win there.
Well, we're going to talk about what it's going to take at Darlington, the old lady too tough to tame. And we're going to see who will tame her. And we'll talk Darlington when we come back on the Loose Lug Nuts. You're listening to it here on McCurley in the Morning. It is the Loose Lug Nuts. And we got Jacob Bassett on the phone line with me. He's already doing work detail. But Clint's got a little work issues going on, so we'll hold the fort down. But speaking of fort, there's an old place that's just sitting out in the middle of a pasture, so to speak, up in South Carolina, Jacob. It's called the Darlington International Raceway, and I'll be honest with you, I've been there before, and when I went there, I'm wondering, like, where is this place at? And all of a sudden, you're driving in the country, and boom, there it is.
Yeah, you know, me and Clint went there a few years ago. You know, it's in one of those blinks and you miss it kind of towns. My chance and my folks that work there, and man, I tell you, it's, you can definitely tell it's an old school track.
Well, and that's what I wanted to get to you. The mileage on this track is what, 1.67?
1.37.
See, that tells you how much I know. Jacob's up on it, but you know, years ago, there used to be, you know, those they call them the Darlington Stripes. I want you to explain that to everybody.
Yeah, what it is, when you're coming off of turn two, you're riding so close to the wall, you're going to brush the wall coming off the turn. You get that Darlington Stripe on the passenger side of the car. You know, positions 1 through 4 is going to end up with it at some point during the race.
Well, and you know, it's such a hard place to race. You know, so many of the old race car drivers used to say, race the track, not the competition. Explain that to us.
Yeah, the track controls you. You know, it's an abrasive surface, so it's going to eat up tires throughout the race. Every pit stop, whether you need just gas or whatever, you're going to get tires while you're in the pit. And, you know, the winner is usually the one that can manage the tires the best.
All right, so I'm going to ask you, is tires the most important thing? Is it pit road where you pick your pit stall? Is it your pit crew that can get you out and win you a few spots? Or is it track position and where you qualify?
I'm going to say it's a combination of everything you just said, with an emphasis on tires.
On tires, yeah. I mean, I don't know that I've watched too many Darlington races where somebody come in and got two tires.
No, you're going to take four every time.
Yeah, you're going to get four tires every time. So before we get into our picks, I'll ask you, who do you think are the three best drivers on the circuit right now that can maintain tire wear probably better than anybody?
I'm going to go with a man that's won the Southern 500 twice. He just got disqualified this past Sunday, so, you know, he's looking to turn things around. I think Eric Jones is a good driver at Darlington. Denny Hamlin and Brad Keselowski.
Yeah, those guys seem to be able, and two of those three that you mentioned are guys that have been around a long time. So, I mean, that kind of makes a huge difference. Well, I tell you what, we're going to step aside and come back and get Jacob's picks, and hopefully I'll have Clint's picks as well, and we'll give you mine as we get ready for Darlington coming up this Sunday here for NASCAR on the Loose Lug Nuts. It is one half of the Loose Lug Nuts. It's Jacob Bassett, and of course, it is Darlington. The old lady too tough to tame. You're going to get a stripe. You're going to need all the tires you can get. And come Sunday afternoon, these guys are going to be going somewhat 200 miles an hour into a turn where they've got, looks like they're driving off into a medicine bottle. So, listen, what time does the race start, and on what channel can we view it on, Jacob?
It starts at 2 o'clock, and it's on FS1.
2 o'clock, FS1, same as last week when they were at Martinsville. All right, Darlington, South Carolina, you were the winner last week. You chose Denny Hamlin, right? I got Kyle Larson the week before. Talk to me and tell me just your race winner. Who's your race winner?
I'm going to go out on a limb, and it's somebody that needs to have a turnaround. And I'm going to say Kyle Busch can get it done.
You know, I was kind of leaning toward that as well. Kyle Busch would be a very good pick. I'm going to go with somebody that ran better this last week, and I think he's one of the best tire managers there is out there, and he doesn't get the credit for it. I'm going to go with Ryan Blaney. I think it's time. He's been running well. He's had bad luck. He's been in wrecks. He's had equipment failure, but I think when he puts all of it together, maybe he will be in victory circle this weekend. All right, who's your long shot?
I talked about him earlier. It's a man that needs to win, especially after what happened to him last week. I will say Eric Jones.
Eric Jones getting the win, that would be a very popular win. I'm going to throw one out there at you, too, that I mentioned his name earlier. I think Bubba Wallace might bring it home this weekend.
I think he can too.
You know, it's a good track for him. It really is. And, of course, Jacob, we certainly appreciate you joining us on the hotline today. And we'll see who wins and be back with it again next week, won't we?
Oh, yeah, and I appreciate you having me.
By the way, Clint Wright, he picked Kyle Larson to win the race. And he picked, he had a long shot, and he talked about Josh Berry. So his winner is Kyle Larson. His long shot is Josh Berry. There's our picks, and we'll see you next time on the Loose Lug Nuts.